I befriend myself by doing good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I befriend myself by doing good. What does it mean to befriend ourselves? If you befriend another person, you are being a blessing to them. If you befriend a person who is in need of friendship or in need of anything, you are doing a kindness for them. If you befriend another person, if you befriend a dog, if you're befriending the dog that the children have badly treated, you're being kind to that dog and you're setting the dog free from whatever restraints the children had put on the dog. And the dog now is able to go about, you know, a happy life again. So when you befriend yourself, you're freeing yourself from restraints. You're freeing yourself from, let's call it, the past. If you can live solely in the present, if you can live solely in the now, what a glorious thing that is. Now, if you just took 10 minutes a day working on the idea, what does it mean to live in the now? What does it mean to live in the now? And then you write down a few things. To live in the now is to pay attention to what's going on around me. To live in the now is to pay attention to the beauty in the world around me, the beauty in the world that I'm experiencing. To pay attention to live in the now is to be aware of the people who are around me and how wonderful they are. Now, I have a choice. I can believe in the appearances of unhappiness that might be there, or I can believe in the appearances that I create by my mental thought of what is there. Now, little children are perceptive. When their parents are having a knockdown dragout, and not loud, but just, you know, even a silent treatment type thing, which is just as bad as the loud ones, you know, the children are very much aware. And the children try to pay no attention to it. They try to pretend that it's not real and it'll go away. But if a parent says to a child, "Why are you distressed?" Well, you and mommy aren't happy with each other, and I don't want you to separate. I don't want you to get a divorce. I don't want you to be, you know, apart. Well, whoever said we do that? Well, the way you're acting toward each other, that's pretty serious, I think, isn't it? You know? No. We're just having a knockdown dragout, you know? And, well, to me, that hurts. That hurts. So, you see, when you realize it hurt the little kid, it hurt you. It hurt you, not because it hurt the little kid, but it hurt you because you just were not allowing yourself to be aware that it hurt you. And so you don't want to do those things, anything that's going to hurt you. That's going to defriend yourself. That's going to take away from the blessing that might be yours. Now, to befriend yourself is to get into the blessing, get into the flow of what is harmonious for you. So your little kid says this to you, and you and your wife are just about ready to kill each other. You know, you're angry as can be. And your little kid says, "I don't want you to separate." And you say, "Oh my God, what kind of a thing am I creating here? What am I creating here?" And you know, your little boy is befriending you, you know, your kid. And so, "What am I creating here? What am I creating here?" And then you go to your wife and you say, "Sweetheart, what are we doing here? What are we creating here? We're creating hell in our family. We're creating unhappiness among ourselves. We're creating a condition that cannot continue and have us be healthy people. Now, sweetheart, I'm willing to forget anything that went in the past. Are you willing to forget anything that went in the past?" "No." And he says, "Well, I am. As far as I'm concerned, any nonsense or any things that I required of you that you find offensive, I retract them. I no longer feel they're important. The only thing that I feel important is that our marriage is together and that our children are happy. And then you go your way. And your wife thinks about that and she says, is he being noble or is that real? And so she talks to the children too. And she says, kids, I understand you told your father that you were unhappy that we were arguing. Yeah, are you going to separate? You know, oh, no, 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 no. Are you going to get a divorce? No, 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 no. Johnny's father has a divorce and his mother has a divorce. They're living in separate houses and they have separate husbands and wives. And so each of them now has two mommies and two daddies, you know. And they get presents double time on their birthdays and Christmas time. And they get invited to the house. And every time they go to their house, when he goes to his other mommy's and daddy's house, they treat him real good and give him ice cream and cake all the time. And when he goes back to his daddy and daddy's mama's house, they give him cake and ice cream all the time, treat him real good, trying to make him. And say, is that what you're going to do? Man, that would be neat. Oh, boy, you know. Well, how soon are you going to get the doors, you know? Well, now, just a minute, you know, just a minute. And so you begin to rethink these things, you know. You begin to rethink what you're doing, what you're creating. And so you decide, my goodness sake, I must befriend myself, you know. I don't want to have that tug of war between the extra wife and the extra husband going around, because all that does is make confusion in the mind of our children, thinking that the world is just a merry-go-round, that they can have anything they want, and if they cry and say, well, you're divorced, and then you feel so sad for yourself, you go and buy them what they want. And each kid has a new Jaguar, and each kid has a playhouse in the backyard as big as your house, and, you know, no way, no way. And if you're going to get married, stay married. If you're going to stay married, make sure that your wife or husband is just as beautiful as the day you married them. And that you do in your mind, that you do in your heart. And you're untouched when people want to argue in front of you. You're untouched when people want to have a big knockdown drag out in front of you because of whatever reason. You say, what the hell with the knock it off. That's enough of that. I don't need that in my world. My world is harmony and happiness and health and purity and goodness, you see. Befriend yourself by standing up. That's the point, too. Stand up to who you are and befriend yourself. But that doesn't mean that you should stick your nose in some other business, you know. Now, if your nose is in somebody else's business and you think that you're self-righteous about it, you're going to get it chucked right off. And if your nose isn't in your own business doing what you know is right, you know, then that, you know, for instance, like we should have known, instead of just Edith Mary Sanderson, you know, I mean, that is totally, totally
offending.
30 years of that information that we had, and it's offending. But you see, we have to be real. That's where you want to keep your nose. That's where you want to keep your awareness and all those little details in your bailiwick. And you want to keep your nose in what is to be done, you know. And from the sample you have, okay, then that's what you worked on. Who gave you the sample? And if I gave you the sample, have all of the possibilities to work on of each of the editions that we had put out in the past? I might have put in the picture when I was 30 years younger, you know? What the heck? Who cares, you know? And just put an old publication date on it. But no, I'm as handsome and young as I am today as I was 30 years ago. Right, Ingeborg? Right?
Right.
Right. Oh, boy. I befriend myself all the time. I'm always befriending myself. I'm always so happy. I'm always feeling so good. I just took off a few pounds, and I feel like a miracle boy, you know? And it's wonderful, and I look so good. I don't look, you know, skinny, and I don't look fat, but
I look just perfect.
I look getting there. I still got pounds to go. I got 50 more pounds to go.
50?
Yeah, my driver's license says 175, and I was 227, you know, and I got the 26 pounds off, but it doesn't want to change. I'm at 200 level there, 199, 200, and it won't go down. So I'm going to eat a a small calorie diet and see if I can balance that out. But it's fun. I befriend myself because I like myself, whether I'm heavy or thin, whether I'm tall or short, whether I'm dressed or undressed, whether I've got happy clothes on or whether I got work clothes or going to meeting, going to Sunday meeting clothes or whatever I got on, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I'm always befriending myself. Are you guys befriending yourself?
Yes.
Every time you turn around, do you befriend yourself?
Yes.
Every time I look at this thing, it says 10 minutes, yeah.
That's perfect time,
yeah. So, befriend yourself. You're worth it.
Thank you.
In every way. Right. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.